Now we'll turn to some of the letters to the evening news. A real mixed bag from the Postman today. There was evidently an article in a recent edition of the Evening News about the shrinking number of post offices. And this has caused Gail and David Perry of Brundle to exhort us to use it or lose it. They say, "Your columnist Rachel Moore was talking sense about extolling the virtues of our local post offices. Maybe she was driving 20 miles in the opposite direction along the A47. But she could have quite easily detoured to Brundle, where the post office is open until 2:30 on a Saturday afternoon. The weekdays are expertly staffed by Paul, Lou and Andrew and are open until 5:30 p.m. Monday to Friday. With so many bank closures looming, the post office is steadily becoming a more important part of village life. Please use it or lose it."
Jenny Holmwood of Norwich praises the initiative of the Co-op store to offer for sale goods that are past their best by dates as opposed to their use by dates. "Whilst we are one of the richest countries in the world, many families and professional people are having to resort to food banks in order to eat a sufficient diet. This seems absurd when millions of pounds worth of food is wasted every day. This is caused by the ridiculous idea of best before and sell by dates in the supermarket. Thank goodness the East of England Co-op has seen sense and expressed a social conscience by its commendable campaign to reduce food waste. The idea is to sell goods that have passed best but before dates at an average price of 10% per item. Food, 10 pence per item, I should say. Food is often thrown away, but that is still perfectly edible. If food isn't eaten soon after purchase, it can be frozen where possible. Tinned foods can be stored for years and are available to those who don't have freezers."
Next, a couple of letters inspired by nature. June Rose of Norwich comments on speculation that nature is adapting as needs change. This is particularly so in the case of changes in the colour of flowers to attract bees. Antirrhinums, or snapdragons as they are often called, grew in profusion in my childhood garden. We kept bees, so it was fascinating to watch them making a beeline for the flowers. They were agile at resting on the bottom lips of the flower, depressing it to obtain the nectar inside. Bees are attracted to bright colours, especially yellow. Scientists, in a survey recently carried out in the valleys of the Pyrenees, have discovered changes in the coloration of snapdragons, noticing especially an increase in yellow. They suggest that this might be due to the increased need to attract bees. Maybe changes in the bee population or even climate changes might be the reason the plants need to be more attractive. Maybe we underestimate the ability of nature to adapt to conditions. It would be interesting to hear a further scientific discovery on flower colouring.
Then Graham Dunn of North Walsham, following on from a letter last week about the phrase "how the crow flies." "To understand as straight as the crow flies, one needs to watch the corvus called exclusively crows. A large black bird with a strong, capable beak, sometimes called carrion crow, from part of his diet, he's more an aminivorous vulture, with, apart from his nearest relative, man, no predators. His flight is long, slow, dipping in the middle and straight. A clever bird. He thinks things out. Normally solitary, occasionally two will get together, the better to get what they want. One can feel a sort of comradeship between oneself and a crow, a mutual understanding,